Precious, and we'll have one. Very difficult to speak after such presentation. Zal tell us, Akradave is Veda Deluya. What has to come out from a Hester is Deluya. Deluya means to. Some say Deluya means to pick yourself up, bring yourself higher. Deluya means that you have to rise. When you see what could be accomplished, every person has that ability to rise. And you don't know exactly how to do it. But many times, you just with the Shalom Aleichem, with the hello, with the good word, just share with you a nephew of mine moved into a new area, and next to him was a Jewish person that every Shabbos he used to cut his nose long. And he came to one of the individuals that has a koyach to be mashpia, and he asked him, "What should I do?" He said, "Say good morning to him every day. Just be friendly to him." Well, that neighbor today is a Shem Atel Mitzvahs. His children are learning in Shivas just by saying good morning to him. Not to recommend him for having the last Shabbos. Not to say anything about him. So we do not know exactly how we could be Mashpia. How we could influence people. You can influence people just with a good morning. Just with a smile. But that is the koyach. And now the Chatzadik Ruach held that Kilu is Ve'al Kulam, the greatest thing. There's a fire going on, and the fire, he says, you can't make any chesbonos. Can't, no calculations. Just have to do whatever you can do. And this is what he really held. And this is how he lived. Read yesterday, the Noch Hashem Elokecha, and the question is asked, the Mabit touches it, Noch Hashem Elokecha, the Rishon should say, Noch Hashem Elokecha. They thought Moshe Rabbeinu, saying over what the Rishon told him, it's Moshe Rabbeinu's God, Noch Hashem Elokecha, singular, Lashon Yochid. And it's a question, why doesn't Sechem Hashem Elokecha? It seems that the Ben Shalom speaks to every individual. You have to know that I am your God. And you as an individual should do whatever you can do. You don't know what to do. Avraham Avinu taught us what to do. He was a single person, Avraham Avinu. And he asked, who takes care of this paradise? Who takes care of this world? Efshar should be something without a master. That's what he asked. And it's a question that every person is supposed to go out and ask when he sees a little flower, the beauty of it. And he should ask, what happened here? How did this come about? And this is really our duty. And when we see Jewish neshamas, that they are Jewish neshamas, that these flowers, they are flowers. What can we do for them? How can we raise them? What can we make out of them? The union of Kilu is really something that Hazal tell us, the Zeisa Brocho tells the Psikte, Al Titcha Brocho Al Brecha. Brecha means a well of water. The Shem Shamayim, the Tarim is Atmeim, Kach Moshe Rabbeinu, Mekalo Besarochoykim, Mekalo Besakroibim, Moshe Rabbeinu. It says that the Zchus Vase Vasparoi was Niskarev, was in Zchus of Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu gets credit that she is the one that saved him from the water. And he is the one that saved her was Nakala Basavasvala. It says, when he was born, was Nakala Basavasvala. Afterwards, Nakala Ruven. Ruven. Nakala Ruven. Nakala Vasakhoivim. Nakala Vasalachaitim. This is really the duty of every Jew. He has a chiyuv. A chiyuv of kilo means the same as we understand as a mitzvah. If a chiyach to chiyach is a mesecha, someone does something wrong, he's supposed to tell him. Surely he's supposed to be bringing him closer to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Bringing a person closer to the Rabbeinu Shalom, the Avienna says, is bringing his children back to the Father. All children of the Rabbeinu Shalom. And this is the life that Rav Noach decided to walk with him. He gave up everything called Yonayr Mazeh. And it is really a loss for Klal Yisrael. Wherever we are, we have to feel that. It's taken away from us such a koyach that a person has such a koyach of kiruv. And if a person does kiruv, it's mashpia the whole world. It's mashpia kiruv in Yerushalayim. It's mashpia on us in America too. The koyach of kiruv. This is in the parsha, the Rabbeinu Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu they should borrow Ish Me'im Re'eyu. Ish Me'im Re'eyu means born from the friends. And it's a question that's asked. Re'eyu. Re'eyu means only Jewish friends. Not Jewish, it's not called Re'eyu. So some say the format can tell that everybody was called Re'eyu. The Goyen says Re'eyu means his friend. Jewish people had to borrow one from another. Once they did from one for another, then created such an aura of giving. Then the Benishon's Mashpia, that Mashpia, then Hashpoya, created in the whole world Hashpoya of giving. They were able to borrow from the Nisim also. They actually means one from another. We have to be kind to one another. It's not the Kiruv Melchayti, it's Kiruv Akhoyvi. When we are not close to one another, and we try to do for one another, that is Ashpoah in the whole world. Then we'll be able to be Mekavah B'chaytim also. It should be a Meiret Seishah for all people that are Mekhisek in Kiruv. On Klal Yisroel, that we need so much Chachmi, wherever we are. It should be a Meiret Seishah for his family and for Klal Yisroel. Amen.